You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Did you know that 50% of Americans are experiencing, they say, moderate stress? I think 43% right around there is going to the doctor for some sort of sickness, but the root of that sickness is actually caused from stress. We'll be talking about that and how it affects the body and some remedies today. I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
Stress.
Stress, man. It's a real thing, isn't it?
Yes. We were just talking about the 21 Pilots, their song called Stressed Out. During the break, right there, it's pretty interesting. Yeah. But the song is basically talking about the demands of life, yeah, that you realize that they require things from you and you can get stressed out about
life
it.
Life is demanding. You know, right. This is part two of a series that we've been just working on and sharing with you. If you missed part one, you got to watch
it
because we're building upon this thing. But one of the things we were talking about is that causes stress is unresolved issues.
Yeah, unresolved issues with yourself, unresolved issues with God. I mean, think about David when David had sinned against God and did these different things, and he said, you know, I feel like my bones are being crushed. I feel like difficult things are happening.
I was a wee bit stressful.
Yeah, and so what he was saying was, God, you're my sin, because I'm not dealing with a sin, I'm not coming to you and acknowledging it and saying, forgive me. And, you know, but God forgives us if we just acknowledge it, and then it's off our body. See, he was being crushed by it. But he said when he actually repented, all of a sudden the stress left his body. Sometimes we can be under stress because of unresolved issues between us and God. We have sin in our life we didn't deal with. We haven't confessed it. We just stay in it, and it's because it deteriorates our body. Jesus dealt with the sin issue on the cross, and so we have to be able to carry that to God and say, God, forgive me. 1 John 1:9 says, if we sin, you know, that God will forgive us. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from the stress and you know, all the things that's caused stress, from all unrighteousness, you know, and bring us back to that right state. Yeah. Thank God for forgiveness. Yeah. And forgiveness sometimes is all you really need. Second thing is to, you know, forgive yourself. You know, that if you're holding unforgiveness towards yourself, something that happened, you need to carry that to God and forgive yourself. And finally, we'll talk about other people, you know, relationships, unresolved issues between you and someone else. If you live long enough, you have unresolved issues with folks or issues that come up. And if you're not a person that likes to resolve issues, you're just stacking up issues, and eventually that turns in on you and begins to deteriorate you. And the reality is that the way God forgives us, he says, if you don't forgive them, I won't forgive you. So you have to begin to talk about things and forgive people for what they do. One way to have a good relationship with somebody, have the ability to forgive them and to be able to move on and to restore if the relationship is actually workable. So unresolved issues, and you think like, oh, if I talk about it, it's going to be stressful.
Yeah.
Well, look what it's doing to your marriage now.
Exactly.
Look what it's doing to your family now. Look what it's doing to your workplace now. Isn't it better to resolve it? Even if you've lose half of your workforce, think about this. You resolve that, and the half you lose may be the very part, people that decided they were keeping that faction going in your company, or that faction going into your family, that faction going into your church. And when you deal with that, I'm telling you over and over, I've seen this, when you deal with it, and it is difficult, but it's not as stressful as living with it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you deal with it, even though it might be rough and people who refuse to get right, you know, in your company, in your church, wherever it is, that they may go their own way, but everybody else that's left is left with peace. And that's so important. I talk about that in my book, I Will Fight, 10 Strategies for Success, you know, where the book Integrity, it was written by Dr. Henry Cloud, and he talks about, you know, the whole office was stressed out in some of his studies, and the people were watching the numbers that are watching the people, and the people were basically said, if you don't deal with this person causing the stress, then we're leaving. You don't even have a company.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole book is about we've got to begin to confront those things. And so
Absolutely. So
it's unresolved issues. And one of the best forms of groups, we talk about this in the VFNKB community, you got to join that, vfnkbcommunity.com. But what is the perfect kind of group? One is that you can literally work, every one of you can resolve issues, you feel comfortable enough to bring things up, you create an environment that people are okay talking about their weaknesses or their failures, and then people don't see a way to pounce on them, but a way to help them resolve that issue. That's a perfect kind of team. And so developing a workplace, a ministry, a church where your leaders can openly talk about things and openly say, this is going on, can we resolve this? And that's the perfect kind of team
Absolutely.
To talk about, you know, versus,
and,
go ahead.
Yeah, as opposed to a closed group, because all that does is produce more stress,
yeah.
more animosity, more issues. And really someone has to take the lead in yeah. there and say, you know what, let's give this opportunity to breathe. It may come out ugly, but at the end you'll have some relief, you know.
And you can't resolve it by just everybody going to one person. You got to help people go to each other because they don't feel safe, and there's not a community there. That faction's still there. So you got to work with folks that they'll be openly talking about things, and it'll change your whole workplace, and you will actually enjoy going to your company again.
Yeah, that's strong.
Pretty amazing thing.
That's
so
strong.
John, talk about this, how it affects the body.
Yes, stress affects the body. We found out previously is that so many people are experiencing ailments, things in their muscles and in their bodies.
Their heart, their lungs, their blood.
But yet they didn't know that this could be all caused by stress. So we're going to be sharing some parts of some wisdom regarding how this stress affects your body. The first thing is your heart. When you're under stress, your heart begins to start pumping. In fact, take a look.
Welcome to your tour of your body on stress. When you're stressed, your body reacts instantly. Here are 12 of the most significant changes that happen in your body. Your heart. Each time you experience stress, your heart beats faster, and you put excess strain on it.
It's interesting that the Word of God says the issues of life flow from the heart, and that your heart will reflect that stress. You know, think about it. If your heart stops, we define that as death.
Well,
right?
The last days, men's hearts will fail them.
Because of fear, which means stress and anxiety. And so in the midst of all this chaos in the world, you're called to have peace as a believer, as a follower of Christ. And hang around people that are people of peace, or be a person that brings peace to a situation. But your heart will begin to just fall apart. You know, have, you know, blockage, and you'll respond to food differently, and your body begins to go through these stressors, and it starts gathering things instead of loosing things, and to gather things in your veins called blockage, and it's called, you know, clogging, and you know, that you can end up with literally what they call a heart attack with one of your veins closing off. And it seems like a small vein, but it will make a big boast when it goes. It's like an elephant sitting on your chest.
Wow. Yeah. Well, we talked about stress before, that there's good stress and bad stress, right? Good stress is you need your heart pumping. You need that energy. You need that blood flowing to take action, to do the work that you do, to maybe even escape trouble or, you know, catastrophe.
Right.
But the problem comes in is when you're living under a chronic state of stress where your heart is pumping nonstop and you have all these other symptoms.
And you know that by you're always trying to flight. You're always trying to get away from a situation.
Yeah.
You're that running. You feel that get away.
Your body's telling on you.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Your body's telling you. Here's number two. Your blood pressure.
Well,
blood pressure. Yeah. Watch how stress affects your blood pressure. Take a look.
Your blood pressure increases because it's pumping extra blood, oxygen, and sugars to your muscles to supply more energy. Remember, under stress, you trigger your fight-or-flight response, and your body responds as though you're under attack. Whether it's real, just a perceived threat, or you're just feeling the pressure and tension from your modern-day hectic life. Your blood pressure further rises because your body also narrows and constricts your blood vessels to prevent you from bleeding to death from injury.
Wow. So you're looking at, you know, whether it's perceived or it's a real stressful thing, your body's still reacting to
it. That's right.
That's so important to understand. So if somebody's perceiving it, if they feel like they're being treated unjustly by you as their employer or something, you need to talk about it and help them see if you're not, if it's just a perception, help them see where they're not. Because they're experiencing that kind of stress going on in their body. And pressure, I think, always think about, you know, how cars work. You know, when you have, you know, the oil surging through the motor and all of a sudden, or the water going through the coolant, when it blows out that pipe, it just starts spraying everywhere. And it's like, it can't handle that kind of pressure. You know, the motors get very hot, but the body, you know, if you can't handle that pressure, they call it aneurysm. All of a sudden you have a blowed out of a vein. That's when you know, go for a stroke, or you have, I mean, your body, well, tells on you when you're under stress. You know, you're not meant to fall apart like that, but you got to deal with that those stressors. We're fixing to go to a break, but understand this, that Jesus said, in this life, you're going to have stress. You're going to have troubles. He said, but cheer up. So how can we have joy in the midst of the storm? How can we be focused on Jesus when everybody else is sinking? Like Peter, when he looked at the storm, he started sinking. It's having our eyes on Jesus. I'm not talking about this religious stuff. I'm talking about the creator of the universe who loves you, who cares about you, who gave you the gift that you're using, who will help you through everything. And his name is Jesus. And he says, apart from abiding and hanging out with him, spending time with him, hearing what he has to say, hiding his word in your heart, talking to him, listening to him, and doing what he says to do, then you're going to have this, you're not going to handle this pressure and these storms right. And a lot of people want to do that. They hear about it. It's like, I'm trying to read, you know, this many scriptures a day and whatever. Listen, that's not a relationship. I mean, you imagine sitting down with your family. Okay, I got 3 minutes. I'm going to spend some time with you, family. Okay, I'm done. That's what people do in their Bible reading plans. They go, okay, I'm going to pray for a minute. I'm going to read through scriptures. God bless you, God, right? Yeah. That kind of stuff, right? That's not just hanging out with him, you know. And we have a simple plan for you, how to moderate your body and your physical being in a spiritual way through abiding with Jesus Christ. It's at iabide.org. A lot of people want to do it. They just don't have a plan. They need a plan. We developed a simple plan for you at iabide.org. I will walk you step by step, very simple, empowering, and you'll find out this life is good. God's got good plans in store for me, plans to bless me and prosper me. He's taking care of this life. I just need to trust in him. Go to iabide.org and request your simple plan today. Did you know there's life in the blood? It's so important. As a matter of fact, when you think about the very first person murdered on the face of the earth was Abel, and his blood cries out today. So how we manage our blood is so important, and what you're putting into it, what you're taking out of it. Did you know that stress affects your blood? It can affect how your blood functions and flows and oxygenates, probably all those different areas.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, let's go there now and take a look.
Your blood. Your blood starts clotting, which creates blockages in your circulatory system, preventing the free flow of blood through your body. This is another way your body protects you. So if you're injured, you won't bleed to death. Here's the challenge. Your blood will clot regardless of whether or not you really are injured.
Life is in your blood. So how your blood works, for example, if you start get cut, how does our body just automatically not bleed out? You just opened up a container. You should bleed out, right?
Right.
But it begins to clot, and the blood will work for you. And people say, does God still heal? If you watch rapidly the process of healing in your body when you get a cut, it literally is like a supernatural healing, because it is supernatural how God's designed the body to heal itself. But if you're not healing right, if your blood's not working right, then you don't. You become a free bleeder, right? Mm. You just bleed out. And so part of that, too, is just thinking about, you know, how you breathe air in your lungs, but that air has to go through a process of going into your blood somehow, and your lungs, literally, we'll talk about it probably in the future part of the program, but the aspect of it is that it's not what's coming in your mouth that jumps into your veins. It's the process through your pulmonary system that actually injects, you know, oxygen into your blood. So your blood needs to carry life. It carries oxygen to your brain, oxygen to your body, every part of your body. That's how you stay alive.
Absolutely.
You know, if you get gangrene in a limb, if you don't get
Bodies, listen, I think David had it right. He said, I was fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yeah.
Marvelous are his works, right?
Yeah.
God knew what he was doing. He created the human body. He said, you're amazing. So there should be no self-hatred or self-condemnation. Let me tell you, for that alone, because you are a masterpiece for what the Lord has done. You know, this next one.
So you're also saying then that so stress can make you toxic.
Oh,
your blood can be toxic.
Doubt. Without a doubt.
So literally, to deal with stress is to just purify your blood, really,
yeah,
when you think
absolutely.
About it, right?
Absolutely.
Wow, okay.
You know, it's important. We said this in our previous program. We are not medical doctors.
So no, we're not.
We're just sharing with you some wisdom that we've learned. Some of the sources here is WebMD.
And some personal pain.
That's right.
Right.
Wisdom, right? Experience. Yeah. You know, your digestive system is so important. So it helps to break down the food. You're extracting, you know, waste with actual nutrients. Your body needs this fuel to function.
Right.
Well, under stress, it's amazing what happens. Your whole digestive system essentially is under attack. In fact, take a look.
Your digestion. Stress severely affects your digestion. Under stress, your body shuts or slows down any systems that aren't absolutely necessary to deal with the immediate threat. At those times, your body does not care about digesting food. It only cares about staying alive. So the blood supply to your digestive organs is slowed. This can lead to weight gain, which many of us are trying to prevent through good nutrition and exercise. So even if you're eating healthy foods, your body won't be able to properly digest that food and extract the nourishment it needs because that system has slowed down. This can also lead to increased stomach acidity. It's no wonder that you turn on the television and hear countless ads for medication that help with acid reflux and stomach acidity problems. That's why it's essential to manage your stress so your digestion can be strong and process your nutrition properly each day. Otherwise, the food will just sit there and slowly make its way out while you continue to add more food, overloading your already slow digestive system.
This is so important. You're fearfully and wonderfully made by God. You're created in the image and the likeness of God. And our adversary knows that. And he knows to be able to create tension and stress and fear and anxiety causes your creation, your body, to begin to just, you know, shut down and not operate correctly. So what happens? Everybody who's willing to be a puppet to the darkness, you know, to be able to buy into fear and anxiety, then you look at your local news, you look at people that are pushing narratives across your community, across your state, across your country, and they're creating tension, they're creating fear, they're creating anxiety. What are they doing? Right in the middle of reporting all that on the news, they switched to a commercial and said, and if you're suffering from high blood pressure and digestive problems, so they literally create the pain in your body, and then they make money off saying they're going to fix the pain, when the reality of the best way to fix the pain that they're causing is to quit watching them, quit listening to them, and quit believing them. It just changes your life. It's amazing. If a tree falls in the woods, does it make noise? Well, they don't know that because they're not there. Well, if there's things going on and you don't know anything about it, it's not going to affect your body. You're not called to know everything. You're called to know God who knows everything and trust him. I mean, you need knowledge, but you don't need to overload your body.
That's right.
And if there's how you can find out who they are, find out what they're selling in their commercials. You know, and it's heart failure, anxiety. Are you afraid? Do you feel like everybody's against you? Are you scared to go out of your house? Is your blood pressure high? I mean, you can list these things all day long, the things that they have, you know, and skin situations. They talk about skin and just everything. It's like, well, you're causing that by the anxiety and the stress, and your digestive system can change when you quit listening to all that junk that's meant to stir you up, right?
On the flip side, too, you may be wondering, you know, why am I gaining all this weight? I'm not eating as much. Well, who knew that stress could help you to pack on the weight because you're not properly
digesting. Well, how many people, John,
all the food?
Who they're eating a salad.
Yeah.
They're eating less food than other folks.
And
say they are. And they're gaining weight. They can probably look at the stresses in your life and you know, begin to abide like we talked about. Begin to hang around, check your environment out.
Talk about weight loss program.
Unresolved issues in your life, unresolved between you and God, unresolved between others. Find out what you're feeding yourself. Maybe you're in a toxic relationship that's constantly causing you just great stress, and they refuse to resolve anything. It leaves you and your family and your work and maybe you need to switch jobs. You know, maybe they're just not, you might be making good money there, but you're not gonna live long to spend it. And so to begin to think about how, you know, you can manage that instead of just saying, I need to get on another diet. Maybe I need to actually change other things in my life. Of course, we're not a doctor. Check with your doctor to be able to find that out. This is such an important program. I mean, there's so many good ideas and wisdom and understand how stress is impacting us. Listen, if you want to get our podcast, it's all around the world. Wherever you get your podcasts from, we're available there. VFNKB's VFNTV podcast. Things like this to encourage you, to empower you. And don't forget to go to VFNKBcommunity.com and join the community where we can talk directly. So many ways to be able to help and empower you. God's called you to be successful, but he's called us to work together for that success. Your success is our success. Our success is your success. And our success together is kingdom success.
John, man, that sounds good.
Isn't that? It's good, isn't it?
That's
it's good.
It's right.
We have one more thing we'll be able to cover here.
Yes, listen, 75% to 90% of all doctor's visits, according to WebMD, are stress-related and ailments and complaints.
75%.
70 to 90%. Listen, this is how stress affects your immune system, your ability to actually be healthy. Take a look.
Your immune system. Like your digestive system, your body will suppress your immune system. Under stress, your body is less concerned with fighting disease. Its main focus is fighting off or fleeing from a perceived threat. So this means you're much more susceptible to getting sick and having less physical resources to fight that sickness. When people are upset and stressed about something, have you ever heard the phrase, "That makes me sick"? Well, yes, those situations can make you sick.
Listen, I worked in law enforcement. In law enforcement, we had these rotating shifts. You went from working days to working midnights to working evenings. You go into court when you should be sleeping. And we had colds. We'd catch a cold, and it would last for a month because we were under such stress, and our immune system couldn't fight that cold off because you need rest.
Wow.
And one of the ways I found out that you can really impact your body for help and handle stress is be able to focus on getting good sleep, good rest. You know, it needs to be incorporated in your life. It needs to be part of your business model for your business, for your ministry, helping people. How are you doing when you're sleeping? Are you getting rest? And rest is rest. Rest is not a different form of work and activity. But your immune system, you can get a cold, it can't go away. You can get just allergies. You know, I remember when Pat Hamilton, who works with us here, that he we have this stressful moment. We have these huge things that we do. And every single year at a certain time, there was a lot of stress on his body. The environment was happening, and he couldn't even breathe during those times. And he, it doesn't happen anymore.
Allergies?
But it's not like I was kind of allergies, but stress. I mean, we were doing some big, you know, citywide events, and we were carrying a lot of pressure on us. So you add all that up, and you maybe could handle it in a normal situation. But now if you have stress, then you can't fight those things off. But there's a lot of things. Skin, breathing issues. You know, you got to pay attention when you're starting to get something. And if it doesn't shake off at a normal time, you pay close attention to it. And, you know, immune deficiencies, another name for that, not this specific thing we're talking about. We're not a doctor. But, you know, AIDS is actually an immune deficiency thing that keeps you. You don't die from AIDS. You die from something you catch.
Yeah.
And you can't shake it off.
Crohn's disease as well, too, I believe.
What's that?
Crohn's disease as
well,
too.
Oh, yeah, the digestive, the Crohn's.
It's a big deal. It really is a big deal. And this is what we're discovering, we're helping you to discover, is that people who are sick is actually a result, could be a lot of times because of the stress in their lives.
That's so important. So understand this. I want to pray with you right now. This is, we're talking about this because we want to encourage you. One of your things that you're going to need to succeed is to be able to manage stress. Deal in this life, you will have storms, you'll have trouble, you'll have stress, but God didn't call you to live in that. He called you to live peacefully in the midst of a storm. Go to iabide.org and request your simple plan today. I want to be able to bless you right now and pray for you. Father God, I pray a blessing over each and every one. God, I pray for stress to go, wisdom to come. I speak health to their blood, to their heart, to their body, to their mind, to their immune system. Lord, they're breathing, every aspect of their life, their sleep, Father God, their relationships, Father God, I pray a blessing over them in Jesus' name. And Lord, we ask you, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third grade awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to the same. And don't forget to go to the VFNKB community.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.